Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, who was separated unto the gospel of God, a chapter from his epistle to the Thessalonians. If for this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you hear from us, you welcome it, not as a word for men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works on you who believe. For you, brethren, become imitators of the churches of God which are in Judea. In Christ Jesus, for you also suffered the same things from our own countrymen, just as they did from the Judeans, who killed both the Lord Jesus and our own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they do not please God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, that they may be saved. So always to fill up the measures of their sins, but wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, have been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor more eagerly to see your face with great desire. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and time again. But Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? It is not even in your presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming, for our glory and joy. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to left in Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For in fact, we told you before we were with you that we would suffer tribulations, just as it happened. And you know, for this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the temper that has tempted you and our labor might be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and brought the good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us and greatly desire to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all our afflictions and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. For now we live, and if you stand fast in the Lord, for what thanks can we render to God for you? For all the joy which we rejoice for your sake before our God, night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God, the Father himself, and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before God the Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Grace of God the Father be with all of you.